Hi, welcome to another Power Blast podcast, where we provide nourishment for the soul, allowing you to transform from the inside out, providing rapid results in mindset and fitness so you can recharge your battery and reclaim your power. Why do some people hit their fitness goals like clockwork and others struggle? I've been on that struggle bus a lot. I bet you have too, but maybe not. Maybe you're just like, hey, I just hit them time and time again. Way cool for you. But I'm finding it's not about having the ultimate fitness plan or the ultimate eating plan, although I think having a plan and a structure to follow is pretty important. At least that's what worked for me and finally clicked. But I'm going to talk about this thing today that maybe you have or haven't used before, and it's the power of affirmations. And that can be a secret weapon to reaching your fitness goals. And I know a lot of times people think they're soft and fluffy sort of things, but I'm just going to give you a different perspective to consider today. But before we get into that, should you be looking for some guidance and you really want to get on that path of what your next 3, 6, and 12 months will look like so that you can have that lifetime energy and that life hitting all of your fitness goals, head over to talktoperry.com. That's where it's at. You and I can have a little conversation about it and kind of set you on the right path, right? Not kind of, definitely set you on the right path. All right, so let's think of affirmations as kind of this fuel. I mean, shift for a second, maybe your preconceived thoughts or your experience of affirmations in the past. I know for me, it was, just looking at yourself, saying some kind words and then not believing them. And so it almost came off like a feel-good phrase, right? But these are actually, if you really craft them well, practice them, you can use this as a reprogramming tool for your brain so your brain isn't going, no, I don't believe it. It eventually will believe it, and you start hitting goal after goal after goal. It leads to lasting change, right? So for the longest time, I learned about affirmations way back when I was a kid, but I didn't realize it was that. You know, I just thought it was some sort of mindset sort of thing. It wasn't even mindset. I wasn't even talking about that. It was just like, you just got to get your mind right, I think is probably the way it was put. But there were some things that it could do, and especially if you pair it with visualization and pair it with just getting into that feeling and that vibe, you can really be able to elevate yourself to take on any goals or any even obstacles that are in your way, and so you can reach those goals. Excuse me. So, you know, here I am, and I just began with kind of like short ones here because back of my mind, I'm thinking of that dude that was on Saturday Night Live and staring in the mirror and, you know, saying kind of, you know, uplifting thoughts, but they weren't, you know, I don't know. Did you believe them? but I just remember somebody drawing out, or somebody at least drawing my attention to, a lot of times we beat ourselves up or we have worry, self-doubt, and we do all this self-talking. And that's been programming our minds to keep us stuck or to keep us comfortable or to keep us from testing things out. And then we create beliefs and barriers around them. And they said, why not reprogram your mind with something powerful so that you can really achieve the things that you want? And that really hit me. So I started adopting some affirmations. First, I used some examples, you know, so some sample ones that somebody shared with me. And then I started crafting my own. And I remember a friend of mine saying, you know, I'm committed to nurturing my body with movement that energizes me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's way more specific than I am healthy. I am fit. I am, you know, while I think there's a big power in I am statements, this person was really affirming them at their ideal goal. And it really helped my friend stick to her fitness routine, made her fall in love with fitness all over again, and really just to stick with the process. So that's what I started adopting. You know, I'm just like, you know, I'm adopting one of Tony Horton's mantras as I was doing the workouts in P90X. It's like, do your best, you know, forget the rest. And I'm thinking, yeah, just do your best. You know, it wasn't just a chant. It was a way of being, a way of thinking. So, you know, for yourself, you may want to, test these out a little bit. Go beyond saying I am fit and create affirmations that speak really deeply to your why. For instance, every step I take brings me closer to my ultimate health. I honor my body by challenging it with workouts that make me feel stronger. I fuel my body with food that nourishes me and revitalizes me. Each day, I grow more resilient, capable, and confident in my fitness journey. Do you feel a different vibe with that? Speaking of that, that's the other thing you want to do as you're practicing these. Now, these, just like building muscle, are going to take some reps. They're going to take some repetitions. It won't be a one-off in one day. I'm like, okay, I just said the mantra and the magic wand happened. But it's a way of reprogramming yourself into that's your destination. That's your belief. This is who you are now. And you do that over and over and over again. And then when you can get into that feeling and vibration of it, I mean, you can do that just by closing your eyes, being at your end result and feeling that just like a visualization. And I mean, just not just like a visualization, doing a visualization. So I would create these affirmations and have them written down, and I would read them each day as I was getting ready for work. I would have them in my bathroom, but I also have them in my office. I actually had them on a card in my wallet. So I've been traveling. I've got something there to read and to embrace. Now I actually record them. I have them on an auto loop in an app on my phone, which I can listen to. And so I started leveraging all of these different mindset tools to really help me grow and to help me move forward. You know, speaking of moving forward, that's what I want to help you do, not only through these podcasts, but to actually personalize and connect, to hear what struggles you're going through, what your big goals are, and to help you get there. That's why I tell you to head over to talktoperry.com so that you and I can talk. We could build that strategy for you, and you could be hitting all of your goals along with some really amazing mindset strategy. So, affirmation, they're more than words. They're really a commitment to yourself. And by focusing on powerful, positive statements, you're not just dreaming about being fitter. You're actively building your reality. You're doing one affirmation at a time. And that journey to fitness, it's not just about the destination. I know a lot of us think that way, but it's really about becoming the person who embodies your goal every day. And you start being that now. You know, I probably should dig deeper into that topic in future podcasts. Instead of putting things out into someday maybe world and in your future, start being those attributes and those behaviors and that thinking and that way of being now. So just know you have the control. You can take control. You can choose to take control. Use your power. Or you can let external circumstances, justification, comparison, rationalizing, you know, we kind of bundle that into excuses, limiting beliefs, defending limiting beliefs. You can let that control you and drain your power. It really boils down to deciding and committing to yourself and your goals, and then choosing to figure out new ways, looking at possibilities, learning and growing, and keep moving forward. You've got this, my friend. That's another Power Blast podcast in the books. Thanks so much for tuning in. And remember, when you are ready to recharge your battery, make sure you go to talktoperry.com. That's talktoperry.com. That's P-E-R-R-Y. And I want to listen. I want to hear, you know, what's going on. I want to help you in that 15-minute call to recharge your battery and reclaim your power so that you're off and running and creating massive momentum toward your dream. Also, every day, I am delivering more motivation, support, tips, and strategies inside my free community with amazing people like yourself. And we are conquering the mindset and the fitness. I do 52 weeks of free training in there. Plus, I coach and I mentor people, as well as give you access to tons of resources and guides. Just head over to upsidedownfit.com and you can get into the group. And hey,
you would be an awesome friend. If you get over to iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts and leave an honest rating and review for the Power Blast podcast, it helps awesome people like you find the show even faster. That's all I have for this week. I'll see you on the next Power Blast podcast. And always remember, it's never too late. We'll see you next week.